Should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options.
So electrified looks different for everyone.
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified diversified.
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hello, and welcome to The Atlantic's Daily Idea. Today, hitmen in real life. Chances are your only experience with hired killers is in cheesy Hollywood blockbusters. But what does contract killing actually look like in the real world? Stories of contract killings make headlines on a regular basis, and often the crime can be traced to an intimate but fractured relationship. Think of the Indiana man and his girlfriend, who were arrested for allegedly soliciting a hit on the man's ex-wife. Of course, most of us don't socialize with professional killers. So how do people find hitmen? The average person either looks to acquaintances or neighbors for referrals, or turns to criminal bottom feeders who are likely to be inept or inexperienced. The Australian Institute of Criminology analyzed 613 contract killing cases. They found that the contracts were surprisingly affordable. One contract was for just $500 Australian dollars. Another was for $2,000. The Institute also found that nearly 20% of all contracts involved a romantic relationship gone wrong, while 16% were financially motivated. It's widely known that conventional murders are overwhelmingly men. But what's interesting about contract killings is that researchers found a pretty even split between men and women when it comes to hiring hitmen. It's not so clear exactly how popular contract killings are, but the researchers in Australia determined that 2% of all murders in the country fit the mold. What seems to make contract killing so compelling is that both sides can psychologically distance themselves from the act. The instigator thinks, "I'm not the one pulling the trigger," while the contractor comforts himself by saying, "I'm just following orders." Thanks to Renee Chun for this story. For more stories from The Atlantic, add us to your smart speaker. To learn more about The Atlantic's Daily Idea, visit theatlantic.com/dailyidea.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.